listening to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 24, and I'm your host, TJ Chuang. Thank you for tuning in and downloading another episode from our website or from your favorite podcatcher. Stay connected with us at socialmediachurch.net, and you have one extra reason to connect with us on our website, where we host our podcast episodes, because today I am talking with Terrace Crawford, who authored a new book titled Going Social, and you can win a free copy if you respond according to the instructions that are in this podcast. So you'll have to listen closely for how to win a copy of his new book talking about how to use social media as a church leader. Make sure you follow the instructions and add your comment to this podcast episode before Monday midnight of Eastern Standard Time. And so I know sometimes, I know for me, I queue up a bunch of podcast episodes, so I don't necessarily hear it the same day that a episode releases. So this episode is releasing on Tuesday, November 27th, and we'll give you just a week to respond for the contest on winning a copy of the book. And who knows, the author may be generous and give a couple copies away, but I cannot promise that. We are responsive to your feedback and your excitement over resources that are available for church leaders when it comes to social media, including this podcast. But the printed book still carries a certain gravitas with people, and it holds a particular value even in our 21st century society. So respond before Monday, December 3rd, 12 midnight Eastern time, in order to qualify for winning a copy of this new book titled Going Social. And it turns out I've queued up a couple of interviews, people like to call them, I like to call them conversations, with authors who have written books related to social media and church. And so just to give you a little heads up of not just this episode, but a few more that are coming up that will be conversations with authors. And one of the things in 2012, as we are having this conversation, is how much easier it is for someone to publish a book, particularly using print-on-demand technology or just self-publishing as an ebook, whether that would be on a Kindle or iBook or Nook. And one of the advantages of having a book is to have a fairly complete set, or hopefully a well-developed idea in one volume, whether it's 100 pages or 200 pages, that is not so piecemeal the way most other forms of social media tends to distribute content in these bite-sized fashions, or even a blog post that is just a few paragraphs. There's something about a book where you can really soak and dig into an idea in order to appreciate it and understand it and digest it. And so I think there's still a place for the concept of a book, even as we enter a digital age. So let me switch tracks right over to my conversation with Terrace Crawford. I'm here with Terrace Crawford, who's over on the East Coast in Virginia, and I'm here in Orange County. Yeah. I'm wearing a Virginia Tech shirt.
Just for me. Yeah.
Just for you. And you recently published a book titled Going Social, as a guide to help church leaders to use social media, which is a perfect conversation to have here on the Social Media Church podcast. So tell us about the book and how you got it published and what, how it will help church leaders.
Well, you know, I have I've been dabbling in social media, you know, for years now. In fact, I don't remember when I signed on to Facebook, but I know I signed on to Twitter back in 2007. So you know, I was really kind of ahead of the game. I guess I would say ahead of many ministry leaders. I still meet people, many people who are not on Twitter, not on mm-hmm. Facebook, not even blogging. And, you know, it's really interesting to see, you know, who is using it these days and who's using it for personal use and who's using it for ministry. Mm-hmm. And that's really, I guess, the heart behind this book is, you know, I really felt the need to write a resource and be of a help. You know, so the folks at Beacon Hill felt like that I could be a resource for folks who are in ministry, who are leading the church today, who are not leveraging social media. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's really where the conversation started. You know, it was, you know, how could I be a help to leaders today? And that's really my heartbeat. I want to be a help to leaders. I really want to come alongside the church and folks who work in ministry to try to, you know, be a blessing to them and, you know, to see the kingdom advance. That's really what this is about. And I really felt like, a practical guide is something that was missing from the resources that are out there. You know, if you go to your commonplace bookstore, and I actually did while I was writing this book just to see what else was out there. There's so many books that are just, you know, for marketing or branding or this or that, but I really didn't find something that was very practical, especially for ministry use. And so, you know, that really kind of nudged me forward in this whole project to really, you know, make something available that church leaders could use, people who are doing ministry. And I don't want to use church leaders, even though that's part of the title of the book. It's a practical guide for church lead on social media for church leaders. I don't want to push that too much because, you know, I don't want to isolate or alienate anybody who's not in a role, quote unquote, in the church. It, you know, we are all the church and we're all ministers. And really, you know, I've talked to people since the book's been released that, you know, have not really been using social media very much. And, you know, of course, they're learning stuff from the book. And I've also talked with folks that have been using and leveraging social media for a long time. And, you know, they're learning some stuff. So it's really cool to see how broad of an audience this is beginning to reach. And, you know, I'm just happy to be able to have it out there now for people to benefit from.
That's great to hear. Well, let's drill down a little bit more about the publishing process, as well as some of the key questions that you sought to answer and help church leaders and ministry leaders use social media. So what are the top questions that you hear from ministry leaders that don't yet use social media? What's their hesitation? Because, you know, quote unquote, everybody else is using it. Over a billion people are active on Facebook at least once a month, and yet church leaders are not there. Something's disjointed there. What's the holdup?
There's some who just feel like that there's too much noise already in their life, and you know we can relate a lot to that. We can totally understand that. And as you develop a following and as you start talking to people, you know, you kind of see that. But really, you can kind of, you know, curtail a lot of that. You can kind of filter that and really, you know, customize it in a way that's easy for you.
As you wrote the book, you were going to address the top questions that keep people from starting into social media. Because, as you mentioned, there's a lot of people that aren't using it yet. What were some of those top questions and how did you answer them?
Well, I actually mentioned this in the book is that there's a lot of reasons actually that people don't use social media, but there's a number of reasons that I do mention in the book that I find are most common among church leaders. One, they're unfamiliar with it. Even though there's so many people that are using them, millions are using these social media platforms. There's actually, you know, so many that, that it's really foreign to. In fact, I, you know, even some of the seminars that I've already done on social media, you know, I'll quickly poll the room and I'll say, you know, how many of you guys are using Facebook? How many of you are using Twitter or YouTube or blogging? And, you know, it's very interesting how few ministry leaders are using it. So so I would say that's one of them, is that they're just unfamiliar with it. And, you know, you'll meet people that are kind of learned. They quickly, you know, want to learn. They want to learn more. And if you know, if you're that kind of leader, then you're growing. But if you're just, you know, just kind of pushing back, not really interested in learning a whole lot, you know, you're going to have trouble growing and thriving. So I would say one is that they're really unfamiliar with it. Another is that they feel a loss of control. It can really get out of hand. And, you know, even though I've been using social media a long time, and you know yourself this from, you know, publishing blogs or a podcast like this, or, you know, putting stuff out there, putting content out there, and allowing people the freedom to voice their opinion on your thoughts by commenting or whatever. They can, you know, they really feel this, they have this sense of, you know, their fear. There's a fear there that, you know, they're really afraid of what people are going to say. They're, you know, we get attacked enough in ministry. And so, you know, I think that is a common myth, and it's something that, you know, that we really, we have to get beyond, because there, you know, there's so many people having conversations right now. And the way I present this is that, you know, today, with media, that's really the front door of the church. You know, your church website, your organization's website, the platforms you use, that's really the front door. That's where people are going to gather, and they're going to have conversations. But, you know, I also make the case in the book and kind of present the picture, because it is true that there are groupings of people, there's tribes of people, you know, connecting online already. And that's really where we need to go. We need to go where the people are. You know, I think that case has been made plenty of times in the church world. But taking action and actually doing it is another thing. Another thing is they're too busy. You know, people think it's a complete waste of time. There used to be a joke I would hear all the time when Twitter first started about nobody cares if you're eating a sandwich or making a sandwich. You know, that's kind of got tossed around so many times. But the reality is that people do care. People are really interested in your Instagram pictures. You know, people are really interested in your tweet, or people are really interested in your blog post. You know, particularly if you're meeting them where they are, if you're having conversations that they're already having, or if you're scratching an itch that you know, that they have, that's true. And so, you know, we got to get past that fear. They're scared of what people will say. You know, I just mentioned a moment ago, you know, we're scared sometimes to put our content out there, and we're afraid that people are going to voice some, you know, concern, or they're going to give us pushback, or, you know, well, it's okay to have that. You know, we got to get past that. We got to be able to have this conversation, you know, and that's one of the ways we grow as leaders, is to be able to have this conversation, to be where the people are, to hear their questions and their concerns. And I mean, think of how much the kingdom can advance just by having these conversations. And the other is too much noise. They, you know, people, I find that this is a popular reason people don't use social media, is because they already have a lot of noise in their life. Our lives are really already crowded by the work that we do. It's good work, but we have a lot going on. And so, you know, I think that a lot of people, they just refuse any platform, whether it be blogging or YouTube or, you know, tweeting or Facebook, whatever the platform is. I think the smart thing is to say, what can I do? What platform can I use? And just, you know, say this in the book, is just start somewhere, you know, start doing something. And, you know, whether that be for you, if that just be Twitter, then use Twitter. If for you it's Facebook, then use Facebook. You know, and as you, you know, integrate this into your life and your ministry, then you'll be able to maybe add some other platforms as you go.
Oh, that's really good, because you've addressed the fear factor, and the ignorance, and then the issue of time and busyness and how consuming it can certainly easily be. So it does take a measure of discipline to really enter this space. And one of the things I like to say is that social media is not about the technology. It's about people.
Right.
So just as you're relating people in person, you are also you also have this incredible opportunity to be relating to people online. And it is about a conversation. And content is a conversational starter. That's great. So describe a bit how you practically walk these church and ministry leaders into using whichever of these social media platforms that you cover. Because there's so many. So do you do a hand-holding step-by-step, click-by-click? Or do you give them a framework? How do you
do
that?
It is really kind of a step-by-step process. And I tried to it's really funny. I really thought, you know, okay, who am I going to write this to? Well, the person that really needs the help is someone who's completely unfamiliar with it. You know, completely, you know, maybe don't even have, they don't even have a Facebook. They don't have a Twitter, you know, for whatever reason. So I kind of wrote this resource with them in mind. You know, if they were to need a guide, what steps would they need? You know, and so I tried to start there, and actually, and I don't even know if he knows this, but my stepfather, I actually wrote it with him in mind because he just got onto Facebook a little while ago. I think it was last year, and really funny story for those that are familiar with Facebook. One day I was visiting my family, and he was on this laptop, and he said, "Hey, I just got on the Facebook. Got on to the Facebook," and he said, "he said, now what's this poking? What is poking?" You know, I just started laughing, you know, because it's so funny to me, poking in general. I mean, it just, you know, it's so pointless. But I'm sorry if I'm offending those that like poking on Facebook, but. But he was asking me what that was about, and so I explained it a little bit. And you know, so as I'm writing this manuscript, I'm thinking of him, and you know, in mind, and what's going to help him, you know, at very entry level. And then I also thought, you know, while I'm writing this, you know, what's some stuff that I could kind of integrate in that folks who have been using it for a little while could learn from. And so I think that it's kind of a healthy marriage of sorts, if you will. You know, as a resource for people that really are, you know, all along the spectrum, whether they're completely unfamiliar with it or whether they've been using it for a long time and they're a veteran. And it's really, as I was telling you, it's really step by step. So, you know, it gives you some step by steps. It gives you some practical application in there. It provides even some strategy for those who have been using it for a while. One of the best reviews that I've gotten on the book comes from a leader out west who said, you know, I was reading your book. We leverage social media in our ministry. And he said, but the cool thing was that I actually put the book down and implemented some of the things that you said in there. And what he's saying there is that he's applying the strategy and, you know, putting it to work for him. And he said it was good changes for their ministry. So that's really cool to hear. And I think that anybody, you know, along that spectrum can benefit from it.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the book itself, and then I want to learn about your particular church context, because you are a church leader yourself.
Yeah.
So I want to hear how your church is using social media. But how did you get your book published? Because it's hard to get a book published these days, especially in the Christian technology world, where a lot of it is, like you said, is rather theoretical, and they tend to take a cautious perspective on whether we should or shouldn't use social media. So to have a practical guide is awesome. So how were you able to present the book idea, and what was the publisher that you went with, and how have they been helpful?
Well, it's the folks at Beacon Hill out of Kansas City. They have been absolutely wonderful to work with. And I really, really just I knew a couple of folks that that had a relationship with them, and we've been friends for a couple of years. And you know, I've made friends with a lot of people, and truthfully, it's friendships that really started through Twitter and Facebook, and that's really where these connections started. And I'm a network guy. I meet people, all over the world. That's one thing that I love. And, these platforms, especially Twitter and Facebook, and blogging as well, has really just kind of lit my fire. I mean, it's something that has fueled me and fueled my love for networking. So I've built these relationships, and, I guess people have gotten to know me and kind of know my heartbeat as a leader. And a couple folks that were affiliated with Beacon Hill knew that and actually just kind of, said one day they would love for me to write a resource of some sort in order to help leaders. And so we really just started kind of putting our heads together about it, and this is the result. This is what came out of it.
Great. So let's talk about how you've marketed the book using both traditional media and social media. When did the book launch, and what kind of things are you doing to help people learn more about the book?
Well, it's really open for discussion as to where it goes from here. I'm really open to having conversations about how to further get the word out and to be able to help people. Kind of figuring it out as I go. This is actually my first published work. I'm very proud of it, but it's actually uncharted territory for me. So it's a learning process and an experience for me. So I have used a lot of traditional means. Of course, I'm using social media to get the word out. I'm encouraging people as they read it to write reviews and to share about the book, how it's benefited them. I really love hearing from people who have not been engaging in social media or are not a part of any platform and now are. And those are starting to kind of trickle in, folks that are writing me saying, I just signed on Facebook for the first time. That's just really cool to hear and to be able to hear, what they've learned through the book. And so capturing a lot of that, of course, there's seminars that I'm doing now and things like that. So really it's really just open for discussion wherever God opens the door for me to be able to share the resource and be able to help people. That's where I'm going to go.
Well, I hope this conversation will help people take a closer look at the book as well.
Yeah.
Our listeners here at Social Media Church Podcast, and would love to hear your feedback for Terrace, how he can share the value of the book with other listeners and church leaders and ministry leaders that want to learn how to use social media, whether to get started or do better what they're doing. Do you want to give a book away on our show?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Awesome. What do they need to do?
Why don't they, if they would, maybe they could tweet about listening to the podcast and, this particular episode. And then...
what is the domain name for the book?
It's goingsocialbook.net.
Okay. Goingsocialbook.net.
Once they tweet about it, they can go and leave a comment.
Yes.
Right there on the podcast. Does that sound good?
Excellent. Okay. So, listeners, you know what to do. We want you to have a copy of this book that Terrace Crawford has put together. Excellent resource for you to get started and do what you're doing better. Now, you are a church leader yourself, so tell us about how you and your church is using social media. Because a lot of time, these books and articles that I read, they throw a lot of great ideas out there, and they are great ideas, but if there aren't actually churches doing it,
right?
That's not really leading by example, and there's something about church leaders and ministry leaders that are a little bit hesitant to just go out and try an idea when they haven't seen it work. So I want to hear what's working in your church.
Well, of course, we're leveraging these different platforms. We love using blogs. Our pastor, I actually got our pastor to start blogging, and he started his blog, and he's really enjoying it. Got him on Twitter, before this resource came out, and that was cool. And I even pulled up his Twitter feed today just to see if he's still tweeting, because I see so many pastors that, that just stop. They kind of give it up. And he had tweeted within the last 30 minutes. So I was like, yes, you did a great job there. You're still engaging with people and getting the word out. We leverage it for sermon series, and we're asking people to to use hashtags, of course, in their tweets, to follow along with the sermon series, to have the conversation with folks. Of course, we're using Facebook, and we're asking people to, you know, different questions on our Facebook, and, you know, sharing, inviting others to our services online. And we're really big on serving, so we've got a lot of serving projects, especially this fall, where we're doing a lot of outreach, and particularly are focused on bringing people hope, particularly the homeless. And so we're doing a lot of projects like that. So we're actually beginning to have a lot of conversations with how we can use social media to even bring awareness to homelessness. So that's been really cool. Some conversations there. I'm excited to see what happens as a result of that. And so we're incorporating it in a number of ways like this. We're having a movie event coming up in December, a Christmas movie, where we're kind of keeping the movie a secret, and we're actually going to leverage social media to provide clues as to what the movie might be and build some suspense around it and things like that, and create this really cool environment where people can come and watch the movie and participate. So we're doing some pretty cool things, but you know, it's not just us. We're learning as we go. I've learned a lot having conversations with other people. And as I actually was writing this project, or this manuscript, you know, one of the coolest things I think about the book is I interviewed a number of people. And so I highlight in the book, actually in one of the last chapters, 20 different examples, 20 different stories of churches and church leaders around the world who have used the book, have used social media, you know, are leveraging it in pretty unique ways, and things that actually, you know, caught my eye or taught me something about social media. And so I put that in there, to further inspire folks who really just need, you know, sometimes we just need some ideas, to get us going and to see, how this is all fleshed out. And so that's really one of my favorite chapters in the book that I wrote. When I say that, I always think that's so, you know, shameless, but, so I think that that's a cool chapter where people are going to learn, you know, how to use it.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Real life examples of churches using social media and what's happened because they've used it. Now, there's part of social media where you're just scattering seeds, so throwing content out there through blog and Facebook and tweets. What's one or two of the strategic things that you do as a church, and how do you measure effectiveness? Because one of the things is church leaders wonder about is, you know, they don't feel like it's really engaging people, or they don't give enough feedback. So what are the one or two things that you do, like how often do you blog or how often do you tweet, and how do you know that you're being effective?
You know, I would say it's probably real easy, even in this discussion, to think, you know, that it's all about external. It's all about outreach. It's all about, you know, going beyond the, and that really is a big push in the book. That really is, you know, a big part of my heart is connecting with people who aren't connected. But I would say one thing that we have enjoyed at our church, we create a lot of groups, even on like Facebook. You can create secret groups, you can create discussion groups, things like that, open, closed, private, whatever. And that's been really great for community within our church, to be able to have these places where we can gather and, you know, for prayer, for healing, for things like that. So we have a lot of that kind of goes on even behind the scenes on social media that I would say is really effective.
And it's that's a good point, because so much of social media is positioned as public, and you actually have found it very effective also for these private groups, prayer groups, I guess small groups, leadership groups.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Great.
Yeah. So we, you know, that's one thing that we've done. In fact, I went to a leader in our church Sunday, and I said, because they're starting a new ministry, and I said, hey, here's something that you need to consider for, you know, for your people that are helping you lead. You know, this is create a place for them to come together, you know, in a community, and be able to help each other privately. And that's really great. That's been a really great thing. That's one that stands out to me as really effective. Another is kind of doing things in the moment and, you know, creating a buzz when there's conversations happening, real life kind of streaming kind of thing where folks are something maybe unique happens in a service or kind of on the fly, you know, we'll quickly put the word out and, you know, get a buzz going about that. And people really start to react to that and, you know, are able to connect with what's happening in the moment and to be able to see the conversations that even happen after that. It have been really cool. I would say that's something very strategic that we've done. Because it's real easy, you know, you kind of mentioned once or blogging once a week or what have you. But I think, you know, being consistent is important, but it's also, kind of being on your game and knowing, you know, this is a moment that we need to capture. This is a moment that we need to share. This is a moment that we need to ask the right question. This is a moment that, you know, and being able to do that in that moment is really key.
Good. Well, take a minute to describe the context of your church. How large is it? What kind of demographics? Where are you located? And what is your role?
Okay. I'm in Yorktown, Virginia, at a church called Crossroads. And I would say our church is kind of a medium-sized church. We have a few hundred folks that that attend our church. And we have a great community of people here. A lot of the military is very transient in our area. So that's been actually one really cool thing, I guess I would say, in using social media is that, you know, folks come in, they leave out, they, you know, we say goodbye to them because they're being deployed, and we're able to connect with a number of people all over the world because they're sent out, you know, and so that's been really cool. And you know, my role has not only been media at, you know, within the church, but it's also been youth. I work with teenagers at our church, and I've been a youth worker for now close to 18 years. And that's been really cool. So we've had a lot of fun, and I serve in those capacities at our church.
Good. So as a youth leader, how do you see them using social media in some different ways than us as adults?
I would say that, you know, they're learning just like adults learn. They use it in some of the same ways. I've tried to really teach them and also model for them the power in social media and how they can really leverage it to reach people for the kingdom, to spread the gospel, to share the good news, to encourage people. And so I would say one thing that's probably unique for us, and, you know, I'm sure there's other folks doing it out there, is, you know, we really encourage our students to post scriptures, to ask people to message them if they want to, you know, if they have prayer concerns, if they need to talk, or, you know, and really equip them. I'm really big on equipping students to do the work of the ministry, to have a student-led ministry, and that's what we have. And so I see my role as a not just youth pastor, do-it-all minister, but really a coach to come alongside the students and equip them to do the work of the ministry. So I would say I'm very proud of our students for that very reason, and say that's probably one thing that I would say is best about our students at our church, is that they leverage their own Facebooks, their own Twitter platform for that work, to connect with people who aren't connected and to minister in that way.
Well, Terrace, thank you so much for chatting with me on the Social Media Church podcast. Good luck on your new
Thanks for having me.
And the doors that it will open for you, and we'll stay connected online on social media.
Thanks so much, DJ.
Thank you, Terrace, for chatting with us on the Social Media Church podcast. Add your comments and feedback on the Social Media Church website at socialmediachurch.net. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call on our listener line at 9493-543-2216, and we'll take your feedback, clean it up and post it onto a future episode so your voice can join the conversation that continues here at the Social Media Church Podcast. We'd love to hear what you are doing as a church leader using social media, how you're connecting with the attenders in your church, as well as with people in your local community, and perhaps people around the world as well, and what is working well and what is really engaging and serving people to inspire them and to equip them in their faith journey. And for those of you on iTunes, please do go over and click on this podcast to rate and review so other people can find this podcast more easily and join the conversation, and so that we can all learn together on using social media in the 21st century. I'll sign off here. My name is DJ Chuang, and until next time, we'll stay connected online.